You're getting fatter by the second. That's why everybody has to go on these stupid diets. You see, every week there's like a new diet, the caveman diet, and you know, all fat. Eat just meat. Eat all the meat you want, and you get skinny just by eating meat. That'll work. Eat all the meat all day long. Just meat, 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 and you'll get skinny like a caveman. That's not gonna work in the long run. The reason cavemen were skinny is because before they ate something, they had to chase it around for a week and kill it with a stick. I mean, yeah, if you had to track a pint of Haagen-Dazs across the tundra for 5 days before you beat it with a boulder, sure, that would work.
WRJN Radio. Welcome to the first full day of spring. Hard to believe, huh? Did you check out the weather forecast for today? Sunny. Highs only near 36. Clear tonight. Lows 23. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high only near 35. But tomorrow night, 1 to 2 inches of snow possible. It was nicer during the wintertime. We were near 60 in the mid-60s. Winter was warmer than spring so far. That little rodent, Punxsutawney Phil, told us in early spring. Wait till I get my hands on his little paws next year. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me this morning. I was thank you. Because for all the years I've been doing radio, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. Believe me, you get no audience, you're out. So thank you very much for listening. I do appreciate it. It's a Wednesday. It's March 20th. Thank you for joining us here. We have a clear sky this morning, 33 degrees in Racine. And later on this morning at 7:06, Molly Jones, she's running for the 2nd District Alder seat. She has it now. She's the incumbent. She's running to keep it. We'll talk to Molly, get a little lowdown on her life. It's very interesting. She's done a lot of things in her life. So we'll talk to Molly Jones coming up at 7:06 this morning in studio. She's the second of our two candidates running for the 2nd Alder District seat. I'm getting used to saying Alder and not Alderman. It took a while. Then I switched to Alder person. That was difficult, and now I was told to switch to Alder. You know, I was talking to Melissa Caprillion one day. I said, what is it? Is it all? She said, it's Alder. Whoa, it's like you're missing half the word. It's like when you're describing, you know, the president, you say the prez. No, it's the president. The Alder person, the Alderman, the Alder woman. I don't know what you say. Alder lady, Alder female, Alder male. I don't know. I'm just saying Alder. I got used to it, so Alder. All right, let's have some fun here this morning. Not that we don't always have fun, but let's talk about this. Mental Floss posted a list of things turning 50 years old in 2024. I'm past that. But these things are some big ones, too. These are turning 50 years old. In other words, if you were born in 1974, these 10 random things are as old as you are. And I thought some of these were a lot older, like Post-it notes. A guy accidentally invented a weak glue in 1968, but didn't know what to do with it. 6 years later, another guy wanted a way to bookmark pages in his hymnal book at church, and Post-it notes were born 50 years ago this year. How about the Rubik's Cube? Invented in 1974 by a guy, Hungarian guy named Erno Rubik. He originally called it the Magic Cubes. Rubik's Cube stuck better. It's 50 years old. This one surprised me. I didn't know they were this old. Barcodes. A guy from New Jersey named Joe Woodland came up with the idea and drew it in the sand while vacationing in Florida. The first barcode was scanned on June 26, 1974, and completely revolutionized shopping. It doesn't say it here, but I think I read once it was a package of gum that got scanned. Barcodes. I thought they were not that old. Here's something I thought was a heck of a lot older than 50 years. Bailey's Irish Cream. Cream-based liqueurs are common now, but they debuted as the first one, Irish Cream, on the market in 1974. I thought that went back to the 40s. The Heimlich Maneuver. Dr. Henry Heimlich described it in an article in 1974. It started as a theory and turned out it worked really well. Before that, the advice was smack a choking person on the back over and over again until whatever was there dislodged. Wow. A Heimlich maneuver. I was listening to an interview with a doctor once. He said, how dare he take credit for that? People were doing that long before he talked about it. Sounds like someone's jealous. Dungeons and Dragons, the first people to own a copy, got their hands on it in early 1974. Connect Four, remember that game? A guy named Howard Wexler wanted to create a board game that was played vertically. Milton Bradley ran with it, started selling it in February of 1974. Skittles, they were invented in the UK in 1974 but didn't hit the shelves in the US until 1979. Their chocolatey cousin M&M's are a lot older. First M&M's hit the stores in 1941. I read a story the other day. It's an older story. But they did a promotion with Gould. What's it? What's the name of that mustard? Goulden's mustard. And they made mustard Kittles. Skittles. Mustard Skittles. Do those sound disgusting or what? DayQuil. DayQuil's 50 years old. NyQuil hit the pharmacies 8 years earlier in 1966. DayQuil landed in 1974. Originally called Daycare. And this one is, I should have brought this up. I didn't think fast enough. 50 years ago this year, the Meow Mix jingle. Remember that? The cats? Meow, 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 meow. That was 50 years ago. You know, it actually had words to it. I want chicken, I want liver, please deliver. All right, those things hit the market 50 years ago. I'm really surprised barcodes. I didn't know they were that old, and I didn't know that Bailey's Irish Cream was that young. I thought they were a heck of a lot older than that. All right, well, what do you know? We're all getting older. A poll of 2,000 workers in America found 57% feel that a normal 9-to-5 job no longer works for them. 51% think jobs without a flexible schedule are an outdated idea, and it's time to rethink it. Survey also found a lot of people want to be paid differently. More often, ideal paychecks every week or every day. The average person who gets paid twice a month said they blow through it and run out of money just 12 days after payday. Well, you can fix that. Get yourself a budget and you won't be running out of money 12 days later. It would be way too expensive to pay you every day because there's companies that have to run the checks. They've got to do all the work. And if they do it every day, it's going to be way too expensive to do it. Good news, Kate Middleton is alive and, as far as anyone can see, well. She was spotted on Saturday with her husband, Prince William, and there's a video to prove it. I saw the video. They went to a place called the Windsor Farm Shop, about a mile from their home, and Kate was even smiling. The kids weren't with them, which explains why she was probably smiling. Witnesses say Kate looked, quote, happy, relaxed, and healthy. Supposedly, they spent the part of the day watching their kids play sports, so forget all those conspiracy theories. Have you heard them? Holy mackerel. people come up with the wildest idea, and they believe them. But no, she's alive and well. They came up with another doctored photo that she took. She took it of Queen Elizabeth, and I guess all the children were in the picture, the grandchildren and so forth. And it was doctored. You can see it. I don't know what these doctored pictures are. I mean, I don't find anything wrong with them. I mean, let's face it. When you get a picture taken, you doctor it a little bit, right? You make yourself look better. You move things around. Everybody does that. But when the royal family does it, it's, you know, it's a crime, right? A dad in New Hampshire accidentally threw out his daughter's favorite stuffed animal, but officials sifted through tons of garbage at a dump and got it back. Went through a trash compactor, but survived. Now, that little girl's going to grow up to be a mommy someday, maybe even a grandmother someday. And she's always going to think back to the day that her daddy saved her stuffed animal. That's something she will probably never forget in her entire life. Brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it? Mr. Beast is creating the biggest reality competition series in history called Beast Games. 1,000 contestants will be competing for $5 million. It's going to be on Prime Video, but a release date hasn't been announced yet. You know how sometimes when you watch Survivor or Amazing Race, you try to remember all the contestants' names and you can't do it? You know, because, oh, there's too many. And that's only like 16 names. Could you imagine trying to keep track of 1,000 contestants? A team of researchers recorded earthquake-like tremors at a Taylor Swift show in Los Angeles. This happened last August. These were caused not by the volume of the music, but by the grooving of the Swifties to the music. A performance of Shake It Off registered the highest magnitude, 1.79 on the Richter scale. That's some grooving. Taylor Swift is in the news every day. She's such a talented person. Now they've got so many conspiracy theories about her. What's with conspiracy theories? Let it go, folks. All right, well, quickly here. A new exercise pill could potentially replace some, if not all, of the benefits of actually working out. This is something I've dreamed about my entire existence on this planet. I've always dreamed about a pill that would take the place of physical exercise. And now, my prayers have been answered. An exercise pill. I love it. 6:18 at WRJN. Sunny today with a high near 36. Right now, it's clear in 33. Don't forget, we have Bucks basketball tonight. They'll be in Boston to take on the Celtics at 6 p.m. here on WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM. We're Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. Make it 6:22 now at WRJN Radio. Sunny with a high near 36 today. Clear tonight. Lows 23. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 35. And if you can believe it, tomorrow night, possibly 1 to 2 inches of snow. I don't think so. It's going to be a rain-snowy mixture. So maybe there will be some slush on the ground. But still, I mean, it's spring. Today's the first full day of spring. All right. 15 things we miss about being a kid. Get ready to cry a little bit because I wish some of these were back again. You know, I loved being a kid. It's funny because when I was a kid, I didn't realize it. When you're a kid, all you do is want to get older. And when you get older, all you want to do goes back being a kid. But, you know, you never appreciate what you have until you don't have it anymore. All right, number one, 15 things about missing about being a kid. Not having to pay for anything. Oh, that was so good, wasn't it? Going to a restaurant, my dad will take the bill. Going to a department store, my mother's going to pay for it. All right, falling asleep in the car and magically waking up in bed. Happened every time I went to the drive-in movie theater. I'd somehow fall asleep in the back seat. I wake up the next morning and I was in my bed. Thank you, Dad. Your knees and back not aching constantly. Not having to figure out what to cook every day. Not knowing how insane the world is, or at least you didn't have to worry about it because the adults were in charge. Summer break. Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it? Remember the last day of school? You didn't do anything. You had to empty out your lockers, throw everything into the hallway and the big garbage pails. Everybody filled them up. All that junk was sitting in your locker all year. Some people had clothes that just, you know, reeked. Especially in the gym lockers. Oh, people never washed their stuff. The girls did. The guys never washed their stuff. It just stunk. Anyway, I think there were bugs and algae and all types of marine life growing in those lockers. Our last day of school was always fun. They had the whole summer ahead of you until early August when the stores put up all those back-to-school signs and ruined everything. How about your evenings and weekends wide open? For anyone middle-aged and up, not feeling pressure to be in constant contact before social media and smartphones, times are simpler. I used to love that. I mentioned it before. We used to go on a two-week vacation every year. No contact with the outside world back home. No, we didn't have any contact. There was no, who are you going to call? Being spoiled rotten by your parents or grandparents. Oh, my parents did spoil me. Being oblivious to how dysfunctional your family was. Your home feeling much roomier, either because it was a house and now you're in an apartment, or because you were just smaller. Everything felt bigger back then. How about those pre-teenage years when you weren't insecure yet? Naps. Oh, I love the naps. Remember those cartons of milk, too? You got one? Remember? Our milk was 3 cents. Gave the lady 3 cents. You got a carton of milk at school. I remember those. The magic of birthdays and Christmas. Oh, they were so fun. Now, birthdays, another one's coming up. Don't get me anything. Same thing with Christmas. Don't get me anything. How about the world was your oyster? Your whole life was ahead of you. So it felt like you could do anything or be anything. Now, you've still got the rest of your life ahead of you, no matter how old you are. And it's hard not to feel locked in sometimes. But, hey, you do have the rest of your life ahead of you. We all do, no matter how old you are. Even people in their 90s still have the rest of their life ahead of them. Everybody does. I sent that out to my brother, my sister-in-law, my daughter, and my wife yesterday when I read this, the top 15 things about we miss about being a kid. I know my brother said, oh, yeah. And now everything on here is just the opposite when you're an adult. All right, everyone's excited. Spring is here, except people with allergies. Here are a few quick tips from the experts. They can help out during allergy season. Get an air purifier. We have one running in our house all the time. Always, and by the way, you got to clean the filter on those things. Always shower before bed. People don't realize how much pollen collects on their skin and clothing. Buy some local honey. We always do that. We found a local honey dealer. We have our dealer. It can help you build up a tolerance to local pollen. Just put some in your tea or on your cereal. Yeah, we found our dealer. As a matter of fact, when I bought some for my wife, I bought a big, giant jar of it. I met the guy in his driveway. I put the cash out the window. He gave me the jar, and I drove off. Yeah, it was like a deal, you know. track the pollen count. Spend more time indoors when it's high. Wear sunglasses. Why? They can block some of the pollen from hitting your eyes, or if you're like me, just wear your regular glasses. The Irish Navy has just one active ship, and last weekend, it was called to help intercept a drug shipment off the coast. But it declined the gig because it was St. Patrick's Day, and they were involved in the celebration. Hey, first things first, right? Yeah, got to take care of the big stuff. 21% of people do not know the first names of their current next-door neighbors. 40% would never bother asking the next-door neighbor if they needed to borrow a tool or needed an ingredient. I would never borrow anything from my next-door neighbor, but I know all their names. I know their first names and last names. I know all of them. Well, one couple next door, there's the guy, it's a two-family home. The couple upstairs, I know their first names. I don't know their last names. Everybody else, I know their first and last names. But yeah, know your neighbors. You never know when you're going to need something. When you go over and borrow it, you better know their names. Right? Yeah. So that's always good to do. All right, what else we got for you here this morning? Oh, yeah, if you're looking for a new gig, get this. Antarctica. That's right. Antarctica is hiring some penguin counters. The job lasts 5 months. It doesn't pay much. There's no running water, no showers, no flushing toilets, limited power, and absolutely no cell phone service. Sounds like the dream job, huh? Antarctica. You want to go work down there? You know, if you want to clear your mind a little bit, by the way, I'll tell you what the temperature is right now in Antarctica. For some reason, I don't know why, but I keep it on my phone. Let's see here. Let's see. Currently in Antarctica, the temperature is minus 37 degrees. Let's see what the forecast is for today. Mostly cloudy. We're looking for they call it a low of minus 52 degrees. Wow. Right now, minus 37 in Antarctica. And that's going to be the best for the week because it gets worse as the week goes on. Yeah, the highs for the day will be like minus 47 later on in the week. Yeah, maybe I don't want to move to Antarctica. And that's, well, they have just the opposite. So it's just getting into winter down there now. All right, 629 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Molly Jones coming up at 7:06 this morning, our second of our second aldermanic candidates. She'll be in here. WRJN, a civic media station, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
What a fun time of year this is. It is spring break and March Madness. Yeah. This is actually a crazy time for kids and parents. Right now, students are on spring break like, Dad, can you send me bail money? And the dad's like, depends if UConn makes a Sweet 16. So it's yin and yang. But I'm pumped for March Madness. I can't wait to see who wins and how it's connected to a conspiracy about Taylor Swift.
Let's hear for the boy. That's Denise Williams. It's 6:36 at WRJN. Hometown Radio, Refreshed for Racine. I'm Don Rosen. Good to be back with you this morning. That's good to be back, period. It's good to wake up in the morning, huh? It's good to do anything. Hey, coming up at 7:06, Molly Jones. She's running for the second alder seat in Racine. The election coming up on April 2nd. She's the incumbent. We'll talk to Molly. We'll find out all about her. Very interesting life. So we'll talk to Molly Jones coming up at 7:06 this morning. She'll be in studio. And maybe he sings off key, but that's all right by me, yeah. 'Cause what he does so well, makes me want to yell. Let's hear it for the boy. Ah, let's give the boy a hand, yeah. Let's hear it for my baby. You know you gotta understand, yeah. Oh, maybe.
I just stuck my beak outside and took a photo of sunrise over Lake Michigan, sent it to my wife. What a way to wake up this morning. clear, crisp morning. No wind. So it's really nice. 33 degrees. Hardly springtime, but I mean, really gorgeous out there. Look for a sunny day today with a high near 36. Clear tonight, lows 23. Partly sunny with a high near 35 tomorrow. And tomorrow night, 1 to 2 inches of snow possible. Oh, no. I think if we get any, it's going to be that wet, slushy kind. That's my guess. But I already put all my snow shovels and all my brushes for the car. I already put them away. I guess I got to dig at least one of them out, right? I just have a feeling I'm going to... I knew as soon as I put them away, they were going to want to come out again. 6:38 at WRJN Radio. Stuart J. Wattles in our news center this morning. He's our news director, keeping his eye on everything for us this morning. Here are some of the news stories he's watching for us. Whack jobs and morons. That's the official comment from Robin Voss regarding the effort to recall him from office. In a conversation with reporters in Madison yesterday, Robin Voss expressed concerns about the recall effort, citing issues such as the involvement of felons in signature collections and allegations of dishonesty by the organizers. Voss said that sworn affidavits from people in Racine County will be submitted to prosecutors, potentially resulting in criminal charges. There's an alert out for a missing 30-year-old man from Racine. Police are looking for Little Joe Cobb, a light-skinned black male, about 5'5", 140 pounds, with black short hair and a distinctive tattoo or two. A statement says he has undiagnosed mental health issues and was last seen near Rapids Drive and Hager Street yesterday. He has a history of wandering off and has been found in different locations in the past. If anyone has information, they're urged to contact Racine Police. An event with the Kenosha County Executive this weekend will serve a dual purpose. Samantha Kirkman will be hosting a coffee and cocoa event Saturday in honor of the late Catherine Marks. During that event at the History Center, Kirkman and Mayor John Antaramian will present a joint proclamation declaring it Catherine Marks Day in the city and the county of Kenosha. Marks, who passed away on February 14th, was the first black woman to be elected to any office in Kenosha County and served on the city council for 20 years. Those are the stories that Stuart J. Wattles are watching for us this morning. He'll keep an eye on those and add to them throughout the day today as events do occur right here at WRJN. Thanks, Stuart. 6:39 WRJN Radio. And now, more fun news. Are you ready? All right. Richard Simmons alarmed some people with a Facebook post about how, this is what he put. He said, how we're all dying and have to live our best lives. Now, if you saw that, what would you think? People thought it meant he was dying. He apologized for the confusion. I have friends occasionally on Facebook do that. Oh, life is short. Life is sad and depressed. And you contact them. Oh, everything's fine. I just put a quote up there. You're scaring everybody. The makers of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, which, by the way, won a ton of Razzie Awards for the worst of the worst this year, right before the Academy Awards. They have a cinematic Pooniverse, like, you know, the Marvel people to the superhero universe. They have a Pooniverse in the works that will include evil versions of Bambi, Sleeping Beauty, Pinocchio, and more. After Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2, we'll get Bambi, The Reckoning, Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare, and Pinocchio Unstrung. I think I see next year's Razzie nominees right in front of my eyes now. people say, how can they do that? Because this stuff falls into the public domain. You can do whatever you want with it after that. Once it's in the public domain. Mickey Mouse is in the public domain. Did you know that? But not the Mickey Mouse you're thinking of, the one they have at Disneyland, at Disney World. The Mickey Mouse from Steamboat Willie. He looked more like a rodent than Mickey Mouse does today. He is in the public domain. So you can make that mouse from Steamboat Willie, the first Mickey Mouse cartoon. You can do what you want with that character. But you can't make him look like the current Mickey Mouse. That's still copyrighted. Showbiz news. Tom Cruise seen with a film crew scaling the Hollywood sign. Nowhere know what he's up to. An animated Cat in the Hat movie is hitting theaters March 6th of 2026. And remember how we told you Bruno Mars owed $50 million to the MGM Resort out in Las Vegas? Well, a rep for MGM Resort says Bruno Mars does not have any gambling debt with them. That recent report claimed he was $50 million in the hole with them. Now, they didn't say that he didn't owe $50 million to somebody. They just said it's not them. Maybe he doesn't owe it to anybody. But you'd think he'd come out in public. If somebody said, gee, Don Rosen owns $50 million, he owes $50 million to the people who you don't want to owe money to, I'd come out and say I don't owe money to anybody. But he didn't come out and say that. So how do you run up a debt of $50 million? I guess you can. I mean, I think President Trump is now owes a half a billion. So I guess you can run up a debt like that. Yeah, I guess it is possible. But then again, he's got the money. If I run up a debt over $1,000, I'm in big trouble. A study found having these eight habits at age 40 can help you live up to 24 years longer. You're not going to like some of these. You got to exercise. Don't get hooked on opioids. That's easy enough. Don't smoke. Manage your stress. Eat more plant-based foods. Don't binge drink. Get enough sleep. And have good social relationships like friends. We're not talking about friends on Facebook. We're talking about real-life friends where you can shake hands with them. Here's a fun fact for you. Who was the first entertainer ever to have a website? It was launched in 1995, and it was the guy who gets no respect. Rodney Dangerfield. It was Rodney.com. He was the first one. And he was an older guy at that time. You figure some young entertainer would have gotten the website before that. But no, Rodney, he was probably in his 60s when he got that. Hey, you want to be this guy's neighbor? A man in Northern Ireland broke a world record by playing the drums for 150 hours straight. That's about 6.5 days. He did it to raise money for pancreatic cancer research and a mental health charity called Mind. But you're happy you're not his neighbor, huh? Listening to drums for 6.5 days. It's for a good cause, but still. A cat in England caught a mouse, but didn't kill it or even hurt it. It brought it home, hung out with it all night, and the owners say their cat camera caught it all on video. If a cat and mouse could be friends, I guess there's hope for the rest of us, right? You see these videos all the time of cats sleeping on, you know, sleeping with the dogs, birds sleeping with the cats. You see those videos all the time. If those animals can get together and they're mortal enemies, why can't we? Fun fact. The Super Bowl halftime show switched from marching bands to not-so-famous musical acts to famous ones after 1992 when In Living Color ran a live broadcast on Fox during halftime and drew 22 million viewers that weren't watching the halftime show at the Super Bowl. The next year, the NFL got Michael Jackson to do the halftime show. But who was the first artist to be hired to do the halftime show? It wasn't Michael Jackson. They used to do marching bands, but after they got rid of the marching bands, who was the first performer? You know who it was? It was Carol Channing. Remember her? She was the original Hello Dolly, and she always talked like this. Hi, I'm Carol Channing. My daughter met her. My daughter was walking around Manhattan one day. I don't know why. And Carol Channing was coming out of a building, and she took a picture of her and Carol Channing out of the, you know, people coming out of buildings all the time, I guess. So anyway, yeah, Carol Channing was the first one after the marching bands. Wasn't Michael Jackson. He was the first big superstar to do one. Artists have been selling their music catalog for big money. And are they worth it? Apparently so. Forbes got together with a list of industry experts. These are the five most valuable catalogs. Here they are. Lennon and McCartney, $500 million. Michael Jackson sold for $375 million. Rodgers and Hammerstein, $350 million. Bob Dylan, $325 million. And Paul Simon, $250 million. I think Bruce Springsteen sold his for a lot more than that. They don't have his listed here, though. All right, thanks to the Barbie movie, old Allen dolls have shot up in price on eBay. Who was Allen, you ask? He was a friend of Ken's, but he was discontinued in the 60s. Michael Cera plays him in the movie. I didn't see the movie, so there's an Allen in the movie? All right. I didn't know. Everybody says I should see that movie. They say, oh, it was great. You'll love it. I don't think I'll love it. I might like it. I don't think I'll love it. But you never know. How late should you be to get to a party? Well, there's a theory called the 38-minute rule that says you should have always be exactly 38 minutes late. Why? Well, it usually means you won't be the first one there, and you won't come in awkwardly after things really get rolling. So if they say be there at 7, get there at 7:38. That's what they say. Would anyone really forget about this much cash? Some guy on TikTok says he was going through his old PlayStation games and he opened one up and found over $1,000 in cash he hid there when he was younger. You'd think you'd remember that. Unless, you know, you're a billionaire, then $1,000 is a tip. But I know I wouldn't forget that. For grilling season, Miller Lite came up with a beer-infused charcoal. They call it beer coal. Each briquette is infused with concentrated Miller Lite, so it's supposed to give whatever you're grilling a slight taste of beer. They say the food cooked over it is safe for all ages, though. The charcoal itself will not get you drunk, just give a little wisp of flavor. On a related note, lose your change? The TSA makes almost $1 million. This is related to the story about the PlayStation thing. I should really mention that. The TSA makes over $1 million a year just from loose change people have left behind at security. Over $1 million a year, and they never try to give it back. Health news. Watching less than 1 hour of TV a day could lower your heart risk. Sounds like it has to do less with TV than just sitting in front of the TV. From our archives, there's something we've never heard of before. Hyundai recalled 237,000 cars for exploding seatbelts. Now, this was back in 2022. I never heard of an exploding seatbelt before. That's weird. What do you do while you wait for the microwave? All right. A popular YouTuber did a fun video where he runs through a different couple of options. For example, some people wait there to make sure they stop it 1 second before. I do that all the time. So I don't hear that beep, 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 beep. At least I only hear one beep. So I do that. I wait, you know, and it hits 1 second. Let's see. Then you have the people who try to race the microwave to clean the entire kitchen before the microwave is done. I never do that. No. 44% of teenagers are likely to use artificial intelligence to do their homework instead of doing it themselves this coming school year. You know, I got to find out from a teacher. How do you know? How do you know when the kid is doing it? Used to be you were able to tell when they were doing it because if they copied out of the Encyclopedia Britannica or any encyclopedia when I was a kid, I mean, you knew what the encyclopedia said, but artificial intelligence, chat box and all that stuff, chat GPT, that's going to be tough. I'm Don Rosen, 649 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh. This is your civic media station here in Racine.
Nothing.
6:53 at WRJN. Hometown Radio refreshed on a freezing cold Wednesday morning in March. I had such promise after that rodent groundhog said it was going to be an early spring. I really put all my confidence in that little thing, and he let me down as usual. He's probably laughing at his burrow right now. Sunny today with a high near 36 degrees. That's going to be the high 36. Clear tonight, lows 23. Partly sunny with a high near 35 tomorrow. And get ready for this tomorrow night. 1 to 2 inches of snow possible. Ugh. Come on. Right now, clear. The sun is coming up over Lake Michigan. 33 degrees. It's just gorgeous out there. Don't forget the Bucks will be in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. That is 6 p.m. tonight here at WRJN Radio. 6:53 right now. All right, here's a fun fact for you this morning. The famous 57 and Heinz 57, you know what that means? Everybody always says, oh, 57 varieties of Heinz. Doesn't mean anything. Heinz says the 57 varieties label was surprisingly selected at random. Even back then, there were more than 57 varieties, so doesn't mean a thing. See, they always break these things to us. Everything we knew as a kid doesn't mean anything anymore. A poll found the most annoying vacation photos you can post, and we're coming up to that time of year now. When people won't be posting their food anymore, which is disgusting enough, now they're going to be posting their vacation photos. These are the ones we don't want to see. Anything where you're trying too hard to be sexy. Vacation countdowns, like posting a photo of Cancun with the caption, arriving in 18 days, 37 minutes. Legs by the pool photo. You ever see that photo where they take a picture and it's from their point of view and all you see is their legs with their feet with the ocean in the background? We don't want to see those. Airport check-in pictures, like a picture of your luggage being checked in. Why would I want to see that? Tons of pictures of the same landmark from different angles. That I've seen before. You know, people say, oh, I went to Paris. Here's the Eiffel Tower. Here's the Eiffel Tower again. Here's the Eiffel Tower 1 hour later. Here's the Eiffel Tower. We took it from a different angle. I know what the Eiffel Tower looks like. And selfies of landmarks where you're standing in the way, blocking them. In other words, if you're going to go to, you know, a landmark like, oh, I don't know, if you're in Rome or Italy and you're at the Leaning Tower of Pisa, don't stand in front of it. Let us see what it looks like. You know, we all want to live that thing vicariously through you. Odd but true. You ever wonder why your fingers prune up when you take a bath or shower? They claim the reason is because it's easier to grab wet things. That's not what I heard. But that's what they claim. 29-year-old guy in Salt Lake City got arrested after he drank all day. Broke into a Ferrari dealership, stole a $600,000 Ferrari, and crashed it into four more Ferraris that cost $600,000 on the way out. Now he's going to be paying for those for the rest of his life. I don't think his insurance is going to cover that. Got a feel-good story for you this morning. An artist in Toronto was riding his bike this month when his sketchbook fell out of his basket and he didn't realize it. It had decades worth of art in it, so he was devastated. He put out flyers everywhere, but no one turned it in. But then one day, someone posted about it on a neighborhood Facebook page, and the guy found it. He got in touch with the guy. He refused to accept any reward and told him, my reward is your happiness. Doesn't that make you feel good? There are human beings like that who just want to return something just to make you happy. I feel like losing something just to see if that really works. 90% of people say they'd rather take a bunch of short trips than a long one this summer. The top three reasons, they're less stressful to plan, they're cheaper, and it lets people travel more often. Now, I like the long ones because my wife spends like 3 weeks, 4 weeks planning out these trips. Like on Route 66, she used to spend a boatload of time trying to plan those out for us and always did a great job. And I love getting away for a week at a time. When I was a kid, we used to get away for 2 weeks at a time, but I like a week at a time. As a matter of fact, speaking about Route 66, coming up tomorrow, Elizabeth Olweg is going to be here. She is a board member for the Route 66 Association of Missouri. Now, recently we had on the president of the Route 66 Association of Illinois, where Route 66 starts. So we got through Route 66, got all the way to St. Louis, the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Now we're going to continue on through the state of Missouri. And eventually we'll get you to Santa Monica Pier out in California, which is the end of Route 66. Molly Jones is here. You ever been on Route 66, Molly?
No, I haven't.
Oh, everybody says, well, how do you do it? You get in your car, you start it up, and you drive, and you get on Route. It all starts in downtown Chicago on Adams Street. There's a big sign saying, this is the beginning of Route 66. On the other side of the sign, it says, this is the end of Route 66, depending which direction you're going in. Molly Jones is here. She is the incumbent in the second older district. She's running again for her seat. We're going to talk to her. And what an interesting life you have. You've done a lot of stuff.
Well, thank you.
I've done one thing in my entire life. This is it. I never wanted to get a real job. So, Molly Jones coming up in just a moment here on the other side of the news. 658 WRJN Radio, where it's going to be sunny today with a high near 36. Clear tonight, lows 23, partly sunny, 35, the high tomorrow. Right now, clear, the sun's coming up. It is 33 degrees in Racine. And don't forget, the Bucks take on the Celtics out in Boston tonight, 6 p.m. here on WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Keep it right here. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.